So underneath this picture, I think there's something I need. Sorry. Thank you. I did. Okay. You know, some of the questions that we were going to explore this year, I think it's good to recall these. We put it in our order of service every week. However, we weren't here every week, you know, and we didn't get these things put in the chat room on the Zoom. But it's good to recall this because this was part of our intention in the year of the way of service, engaging with the world. We said our exploration seeks to answer these questions. How do we define or experience the attribute we chose for each month? And what are the obstacles to manifesting the attribute? And how do we redefine or reimagine the attribute for our world now? And what are useful and relevant practices, spiritual practices, for us to develop honor, for us to pull in courage when we need it, and to be generous, and to live in solidarity with others, and to be devoted, and to be sincere, and to behave with nobility, and to have benevolence, to be able to sit in silence, and forbearance and perseverance. So one of the things that we've accomplished, I think, at Interfaith Community Sanctuary is this perseverance. We had an idea, we had a vision, and that was to create an interfaith community. And I think we were really naive at the time that we thought we could do this, but here we are doing it. And it doesn't happen with just a vision and a fulfilling it as a goal, but it's an experience of living it in a real space, in a real time, real space and time. And so here we are at the end of a year where we've been online. We haven't been meeting as much. One of our main concepts about this, one of the visions, was that this would be a community. And it was hard to understand how we would build a community if we were not in close proximity with one another, that we had to keep a distance. And it was an opportunity for us to work with the concepts that we had about how to create community, how to be in community, how to be with one another, and how to be able to live authentically with this imposed distancing. Perseverance and long-term visioning and patience are part of our work here, more so than I had realized at the beginning of the year. I'm very glad that Michael brought up how this year had been about working with attributes that are part of our history as being divine masculine aspects, attributes that we all reflect on. And for us not to call that out too much, we did at the beginning of the year, for us to sort of live these attributes, and to experience them directly has been very valuable. One of the things I've been working with is this idea of this long-term visioning. And we've talked about this before, about how we are eternal beings. And that when we put things into context, knowing how eternal we are, infinite, we're infinite beings, we're eternal beings. There is not a beginning and end to our lives, even though there's a beginning and end to our biological self, how we exist within the cosmos. And I've been trying to learn more and more and more about our expanding universe and about how it's evolving and changing. And there was a time, even within some of our lifetimes, that there was a belief that the Big Bang happened and we are it. But now we discover there's endless universes. There are endless Big Bangs. There are endless evolutions of the cosmos and expansion of the cosmos. And as I've been reading about this and been learning about this, I'm understanding that this is a preservation of life energies, and that we contribute to that by being alive. And recently, one scientist I heard discussing things said that we are here, the human beings are here, because they had to be. That the cosmic structure created these opportunities for life to form. And chances are that is happening in many other universes, and that they're not happening at the same time. They're happening in their own evolutionary cycle. So it's very possible that there are other living beings in other galaxies, in other universes, simultaneous to us. And there's also an understanding that one day ours will cycle through. And the big question becomes, what was the Divine Mother? What was the divine creation? Was there a beginning? And is there an end? And in fact, there's only an expansive evolution of all the particles, all of the energies, all of the light going through these different phases. So a Divine Mother exists in our world, in our biology, and it exists in such a cosmic scale that we can hardly conceive it. And you probably all remember Carl Sagan. I have a quote from him that helps us, I feel, understand how the energy never departs, never leaves, it perseveres. And there must be some long-term vision for us to tap into, knowing we will exist forever. So this is what Carl Sagan says. The cosmos is all that is, or was, or will ever be. Our contemplation of the cosmos stirs us. There is a tingling of the spine, that catch in the voice, a faint sensation, if a distant memory, of a distant memory of falling from a great height. There's a tingling in the spine that catches in the voice, a faint sensation of a distant memory falling from a great height. We know we are approaching the grandest mysteries. We know we are approaching the grandest of mysteries. The size and age of the cosmos are beyond ordinary human understanding. Lost somewhere between immensity and eternity is our tiny planetary home in the Earth. For the first time, we have the power to decide the fate of our planet and ourselves. This is a time of great danger, but our species is young and curious and brave. It shows much promise. In the last few millennia, we have made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this. cosmos. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky. So what's important is that we not forget that we are eternal, we are infinite. All of the physical matter, all of the physical energy that we see in the world will last forever. So we may view things differently now if we believe this. We may make different choices. We may make better choices. We may make choices and take actions that totally hold this as a reality. And we make space for ourselves and also the world to grow and evolve. So one of the things I mentioned is that we'll have breakout sessions and we have some questions that I'd like to share with you.